The Survivor, Episode 3, A Coincidence. Level B2.
Previously on The Survivor.
There's someone here! Oh my gosh! We've got a survivor here!
Witnesses say they saw the plane take off and then crash into a nearby field. There are reports of 2 people dead and 1 in critical condition.
You have a visitor, Jane. Agent Kowalski from the FBI.
How is she?
Well, you should ask the doctor. She is very lucky to be alive. She's in a coma, but her brain doesn't show any sign of damage, and her body is healing.
I know your real name, Agent Sanders. Wake up soon.
One month before the plane crash.
Agent Sanders, what have you been up to? You didn't check in last night.
I know. There were complications here. Some problems. I can't talk about it now, not on the phone.
Do we need to meet?
Not yet. Just give me another 24 hours.
We're partners, Sanders. You can't keep me in the dark like
this. This is not a secure line. We don't use names.
Whatever. Fine. Have you found the money?
I think so. I'm close. I can't say any more right now.
Yes, you can. You can.
Good morning, Jane. How are you? Oh, dear. That's the doctor. Just a second. Yes? No, our Jane Doe is fine. But let me check her charts. The charts say that yesterday there was some change. Well, it looks like her heart was beating faster. Her breathing was also faster, as if she were under stress for something. But there was no other change. And now she's back to normal, I think.
Okay, let me know if anything else changes.
Yes, Doctor. Of course, Doctor.
Hello. Are you Nurse Bryson?
That's right. Can I help you?
My name is Officer Brian Garner. I'm with the local sheriff's department. Sorry it took so long for someone to come out here.
That's quite all right, officer. What can we do to help?
I'm here to see your mystery patient and ask you a few questions.
Well, I've already told your friend from the FBI everything.
FBI? Friend? What are you talking about?
Agent Kowalski, the young man who was here yesterday.
Strange. Nobody told us this. Did this Agent Kowalski show you any identification?
Yes, I think so. I didn't pay much attention, though. I mean, I've never seen an FBI identification badge before, so what would I know?
Don't worry. The FBI never tell us anything. Let's talk about your patient. Do you have any identification for her here? Clothes, personal items, jewelry, anything like that?
There were some clothes, yes, but no identification. We think it all burned. We're calling her Jane Doe for the moment.
Jane Doe. Okay, listen. Here's my card. If those guys from the FBI show up, can you give me a call? It would be good to share any information you find.
Of course.
I wonder.
What is it? Do you think Jane is in trouble?
I don't know. But I wonder if this whole thing is connected with the big bank robbery a few months ago.
Robbery?
Yeah. A couple of months ago, a bank truck carrying over $2 million was robbed on the side of the highway. It was a professional job by an organized gang. The criminals were never caught, and the money disappeared.
But what does that have to do with Jane?
The last place the truck was seen was near that airport. And the FBI was here. They follow bank robberies. Well, it's probably nothing. Just a coincidence. You'd be surprised how many coincidences we get in police work. Anyway, I'll let you get back to work. Good afternoon.
The Survivor was created by the British Council's Learn English Teens website. It was written by Lindsay Clanfield, and original music was composed by Julian Jahanpour. Sound production was by Creative Listening. To find the other episodes in the series and more English language learning material for teenagers, please visit our website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglishteens.